Hi, sexy listeners. I'm Dr. Tammy Nelson. Welcome to The Trouble with Sex. I'm so excited for today because we're talking about sex, but also because I have a great guest. Susan Bratton is an intimacy wellness expert, and we're going to talk today about sex and passion. And for all of you, ageless sexuality is a total goal of yours and mine. And UberLube, our sponsor for this episode, has the perfect way to stay sexy at any age. Their lube comes in a beautiful glass bottle. You can leave it by the side of your bed. It never gets tacky or sticky. It's always your friend. So try UberLube. Go to uberlube.com. You can type in Dr. Tammy and get 10% off, and they will ship it anywhere in the U.S. for free. Try UberLube. I actually really like it. I use it with my husband all the time, and I use it in my hair. It's great as a moisturizer. If, by the way, you're a runner, you can put it anywhere on your body to prevent chafing. I am not a runner, so I don't know about it, but my friends use it, and it's really helpful. So today's guest, Susan Bratton, is an advocate for all of those who desire intimacy and passion. She's a specialist in sexual regenerative protocols, which I'm going to ask her what that is, because I love that idea, the SGPs of sex, and ageless sexuality. She's a best-selling author and publisher of Lovemaking Techniques, Bedroom Communication Skills, and Sexual Vitality Advice, including Sexual Soulmates, which I love that title, Relationship Magic, Revive Her Desire, Ravish Him, the Steamy Sex Ed Video Collection, Hormone Balancing. She writes a lot. The Pump Guide and Thrust in Time serve as just some of the examples of the variety of her 34 books and programs. So I'm going to tell you later on how to find more about Susan. But Susan, wow, how do you find the time with all this great sex and all these books that you're writing?
Well, it took me a decade to write all 34 of those books and programs. And honestly, Tam, I also am a publisher of other people's programs. So of those 34, there's probably five or six that I've published and specified from experts that I think know more about a particular subject than anyone in the world. Really, over the last 15 years of being a sexpert, what I've done is kind of just systematically look at the entire roadmap of sexuality, primarily for heterosexual monogamous people, and said, what are the things that people need to know? They need to know three things. There's like three pillars to that stool. One is orgasm skills, passionate lovemaking techniques. Another one is bedroom communication skills, because all the techniques in the world don't get you very far if you can't talk about it. And then the third piece, which kind of caught your eye in the beginning of you introducing me, which was this sexual regenerative treatments concept, which is there's sexual health, which is, you know, what do I do if I get a UTI or how do I not get herpes? But then there's my genitals are atrophying as I age. You know, I'm back in the market and haven't had sex for 3 years. Or, oh my God, I seem like I'm, you know, getting erectile dysfunction, or it hurts to have sex. You know, that's a real area of interest because there are a lot of things that people can do that they are completely unaware of that can fix a problem that's preventing them from having the intimacy that they crave. And they just kind of like hit this roadblock of pain and don't know that there's an easy fix out there. So I've devoted a lot of time in the last few years to really understanding what people can do to fix genital issues.
Well, I definitely want to hear about that because, you know, I'm at that age where I have those genital issues and that pain.
Yeah.
But let's just back it up a minute and tell us like how you got into this. Like, how did you get so interested in genitals and reducing pain and making it easier for people?
Well, I think Jim Benson actually taught me this phrase that I've always loved, which is our greatest wound becomes our greatest gift. And that's definitely my story and the story of many people in sexual healing, you know, and that is that I was married for a decade to my husband and our intimacy waned and we thought we should get a divorce and we decided to try to fix our sex life instead of get divorced. And we saw all our friends getting divorced. And we were a high-powered Silicon Valley, very successful couple, as were all our friends. And it wasn't a money issue. It's either money or sex. You know, that's usually what it is. And for us, it was sex. And we decided to just try to fix our problem. And so we live in Northern California and we had access to a lot of good sex workshops, Human Awareness Institute, Ecstatic Loving. You know, we had 20 tantra teachers offering tantra classes every weekend around here, you know. And so we just started taking sex workshops and that just blew us wide open. It healed the rift. We got good in bed together, so good in bed together that we got on what I like to call the upward pleasure spiral, where you get enough information and sex just starts getting better and better and better your whole life long. I'm 59 this year, and that was 15 years ago that I had my first orgasms from intercourse, that I discovered, you know, female ejaculation, that I had G-spot healing experiences. And when I went through all of that in my mid-40s, I said, my God, let's use the internet to get this stuff out to everybody, because not everybody's going to sign up for a, you know, $800 workshop and get naked in front of a room full of people and process their sex issues.
Well, especially now with COVID, you just can't, right? So a lot of those things are just impossible. So, you know, it's
not forever,
great that
though.
We have, you know, resources for people to do this stuff at home, like find
yes.
your sex at home. It's great. So what do you think is the biggest out of all those things you mentioned? Because I mean, all those things are problematic and can be of interest to our listeners. What do you think is the biggest trouble with sex today?
Stress.
Stress. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stress is the biggest trouble. And having kids in the house puts a real damper on things
mm-hmm.
for so many couples. The biggest issue, I think, is that men being testosterone dominant are overly confident in their skills and think they're better than they are. And women being estrogen dominant, they are worried and stressed out. And if something's not right, they think it's their fault. So you have the overly confident and the underly confident, blind leading the blind. The only information that one of those two partners typically gets is watching porn, which is antithetical to passionate lovemaking, which is negative toward women. And so you have one partner who's getting all his moves on porn and really thinks he's good and doesn't understand why she's not horny all the time because he wakes up horny every day. And then he gets mad at her. She disconnects from him. He disconnects emotionally. They just start, you know, having problems and separating and not wanting to be together. And, you know, that I kind of just see that story play out in the majority of bedrooms. And then the second big thing, I remember one time I sent out an email to my fans and I said, email me back the number one thing that is holding you back from having the passionate lovemaking that you crave. And if you don't have a partner, I don't need that answer. What I'm looking for is if you have a partner, but you're not having the sex that you want, why? And there were two big things. The first one was betrayal. People, about 20% of people couldn't get over something that their partner did, felt like betrayal to them. And they could not love them and they could not get over it. Or they had a partner in the past who betrayed them and they could not get over it to move forward. That was 20%. 80% was a litany of health issues. It could have been anything where as soon as that happened and it put a roadblock or an obstacle between their intimacy, instead of them trying to solve for the problem, work around it, compromise, whatever it might be, they just stopped having sex and they didn't talk about it anymore. And they were set, you know, basically left to cope with a lack of intimacy. One of the things that I did, one of the many books I wrote was The Magic Pill Method, which is essentially a way that a couple can take an inventory of what used to be good. It's at magicpillmethod.com if this speaks to you. It essentially has you and your partner kind of go off separately and list the things that you used to like about your intimacy And then it's kind of like a pros and cons, you know, piece of paper with a line down the middle. On the left is all the stuff you used to like to do. And on the right is all the stuff that you feel you can no longer do. And what are the things where you net out that you could still do together? And you sit down on the couch together, holding hands, being well fed with lots of hydration already taken care of, so you're not cranky. And you each go through your list and listen to each other. And then you don't do anything about it until a day or two later when you've both had time to think about those lists. And that gets you, what are we going to do to fix? What can we still do together? It's basically that inventory. That's been very successful because I was really surprised at how many people just, they don't remove the roadblock. And the roadblocks are nothing that you couldn't fix. I kept seeing everybody's emails come in and going, well, you can fix that. Well, you can fix that. Well, you can fix that. You fix that. There's like nothing in here that can't be fixed. And so then I realized it was really a state of mind of just get, you know, like getting trapped in betrayal or trapped in victimhood. And so for a lot of people, I think that is what happens.
Mm. Well, it's interesting that a lot of your ideas around what the biggest trouble with sex is really stress. And so stress on, you know, it can be an umbrella problem. And underneath that umbrella could be betrayal, could be health issues. There could be a lot of issues that we sort of lump into that idea of stress. I think you're absolutely right. And I'm wondering, you know, what happens with sex and aging? You know, you said you made it your mission to help anyone who wants to, better lovemaking that improves with age. So yeah. Do you focus on communication, on health issues? What's your recommendation for people as they get older?
Well, the very first thing that I do is I teach couples how to feel very comfortable telling each other anything and everything about their sexuality and intimacy. And the way that I do that is another technique that I have called the Sexual Soulmate Pact. Sexual Soulmate Pact is really one of those foundation pieces that couples need. And the concept is basically the masculine needs to win and to feel respected. And the feminine is afraid to course correct because he will have an egoic contraction. He will be like, well, I knew that, or, you know, like, so she doesn't say anything. And often, I'm doing mass generalizations here. This could be either gender. It could be gender spectrum. I'm fully supportive of non-binary, but often I find that it's easier to talk in the masculine, feminine, or the penis and vulva owner type of paradigm so people can fit what they want and take what they want out of it. The soulmate pact helps that issue that females often have, which is, well, I don't like what I'm getting, but I don't really know what I want, so I'm just not going to say anything. And what I try to explain to women is every time you have sex and it's not great for you, you're putting a nail in the coffin of your future sex life, because how long are you going to want to have unsatisfying sex? So you're actually doing more harm by not speaking up. So the tools that I teach people are, this soulmate pact is basically an acknowledgement that we Homo sapiens are actually part of the great ape family. We're animals, and our bodies go through hormonal cycles, and, you know, we're subject to how much sleep we've had and how much stress is in our lives and all those things. And every day, your response to your sexual stimulation is going to be a little bit different. And so how could your partner ever be able to guess what the right thing is? Telling your partner what you need in the moment is how you set yourselves both up for a win. But the problem is that she's going to be afraid to say things if she doesn't get encouraged every time she takes the risk to do it. So the masculine's job in this case is that every time she says, oh, could you go a little harder? Could you go a little lighter? That doesn't feel good at all. You're on my hair. Can you rub my right toe first because it's got that crick in it that I always get from wearing those Uggs, and can you fix it for, you know, like whatever you need to say. If you can say that and your partner's like, sure, babe, how's this? Thank you, babe. Yeah, thank you for telling me. Is this a good adjustment? Then she gets that encouragement that she needs to keep telling him what she needs. Then he starts getting really good at giving her what she needs. Then he's the winner and the sex gets better. And then they start being able to talk about more delicate things. And so to me, that having that sexual soulmate pact really clears a lot of the roadblocks that happen anytime a couple is in a co-creative experience like making love.
I really like that answer. And I like the idea of being sexual soulmates. We'll be right back. Negotiating sex can sometimes be intimidating. However, if you learn to speak openly and honestly with your partner, it can actually heighten your experience of pleasure. If you can find respect between you and your relationship, then you can appreciate the importance of taking care of yourself and your health and your partner. Consent means that it's your right to say no to sex without a condom. This is part of your own personal boundaries and also taking care of your own sexuality. So for more tips and information about sexual health, you can visit uberlube.com/resources. And while you're there, you can check out their really nice, smooth, luxurious, and condom-compatible lube. So check out uberlube.com, that's uberlube.com, for sex and so much more. We just got this question in from one of our listeners. Are you ready, Susan? I'm going to lay it on you.
Ready.
Okay. My guess is you probably will have something to say about this one. So the question is, I've been with my partner since I was 17. I'm now 41. He's 46. I had no sexual experience previously, never even kissed another person, and now feel like I've missed experiencing lost sexual ecstasy. And as I age, it feels like my window is rapidly closing. I feel desperate and confused. I told my partner I want to have sex with someone else, but this makes him sad and feels like something would be wrong with our relationship, which I understand. Sadly, I feel no sexual desire for him. I'm not sexually activated by him and don't even like kissing for 8 months now. This makes me filled with grief. We still have sex about 1 to 2 times a week, and it's good. He's a wonderful life partner and has been very supportive, especially when I've told him about my lack of sexual desire and attractiveness, and that I haven't been telling him how I really feel about my negative emotions. I've been seeing a therapist, but I've not gotten any help in this particular area. I've realized I've been repressing my emotions with him and not expressing them, which has built many years of anger and resentment. I'm working very hard to challenge or clarify my assumptions and express my irritation or anger. I realize I've built a huge wall between us and I'm trying to break it down. Whew. Hang in there, we're not done. But I'm not sure if I'll ever find him sexy or attractive. Can we experience sexual ecstasy together? Will I ever find him attractive? Is this normal for married life? What are realistic expectations for marriage and sexual experiences? I really need some feedback and help from an expert. Thank you. That's a compound question, but one I think you could probably address with all of your knowledge.
Yeah, it's an easy answer. The very first thing is that the answer is not outside your marriage. What I recommend is learning how to have good sex together. So you've been having mediocre sex for, you know, 30 years or whatever it might be. And no wonder you're not attracted to him anymore. What I would recommend is starting with the sexual soulmate pact, creating a pact where you can really feel free to say anything that you need to say in the bedroom. Both of you, it goes both ways. So I'd start there. And it seems like you really are working on clarifying your feelings, which is great. The second thing is that generally the masculine is not as interested in processing all of that. So maybe talk to him about 10% of the stuff that you think and keep 90% just to your own processing because it's very tedious for them. It really weighs them down. What I would do is I would start with an expanded orgasm practice. Expanded orgasm really helped my husband and I get on that upward pleasure spiral. And the expanded orgasm practice is essentially a clitoral stroking technique that has 5 basic strokes. It's a, you would call it, you know, fingering or manual stimulation. It's where you get a yoni or vulva massage. And it's a very specific stroke that it comes by many names. It's a practice. And the stroke has been called orgasmic meditation. It's been called deliberate orgasm. It's been called expanded massive orgasm. It's been called the butterfly, the Venus butterfly stroke. Like everybody's done their version of it. It's kind of like yoga where you know, there's all these different flavors, but the basic thing is you get on the floor and you move your body around in these certain ways and it's improves your health. So what the expanded orgasm practices is essentially my version with Dr. Patty Taylor, who wrote her PhD on female orgasmic potential, who comes from Moore University, the place where this was created in the 70s. And it is a very light clitoral stroke that does a couple of things. The first thing that it does is it allows your partner to put his full attention on your pleasure. And that's very good training for him. And it's really good training for you to learn how to completely receive without any need to give. Once you have an expanded orgasm practice and you've got a carve out in your sex life where you're going to lay down together a couple of times a week and you're just going to learn how to go into this expanded orgasm state, it essentially gets you learning something new together. It gives you a construct or a framework to follow. So you're not making something up as you go along. You're actually learning a form. Like any good martial artist, you would learn the form of a practice before you decided to do, you know, go your own way and learn things. And so learning a form together holds you in the space of that form so that your orgasmic response becomes much more powerful and predictable and reliable. You just start coming well and better. And an expanded orgasm is the way the female body can really achieve orgasmic potential, in that it's not just, I stroke your clit, you have an orgasm, and you're done. That's more like the male ejaculatory climactic response. And even that is not really right. Men don't need to have an ejaculation with their orgasm. They just only know how to do it that way. So what this does is that it actually allows your clitoris to get a stroke that it needs to have an orgasm that not only begins to last a long time, so that it's not like, whoop, you're done. It's more like you go into this orgasm and the moment of orgasm, the moment of climax stretches out like taffy, like you're pulling time. It's like a time warp orgasm. So that moment of climax starts lasting. And the other thing that expanded orgasm does is it allows you to stack another orgasm and then another orgasm, and they go more intense and even longer. And what's nice about that is you're coming really, really well, potentially for the first time in your life, with a man that you've spent your life with. And he's now making you come really well, which is giving him more confidence. The kind of orgasm this creates drives a deeper limbic connection of intimacy, which makes you feel grounded and lifted up at the same time. At 47, you're finally starting to achieve the kind of orgasms that you've been deserving to have your whole life and want now. And when a couple begins a new practice together, they're learning as beginners because neither knows anything about it. And so you get that new relationship energy, which feels like the lover you're kind of hoping for that's out there somewhere who's actually sleeping in bed with you right now.
I really like that. I think that's a great answer. I think that's a fabulous way to focus. I really like what you just said too. Like, the lover you're searching for is actually you.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And, you know, I would also add that, you know, the expansion of that erotic experience can also start just with her, that she can find her own expanded orgasm by herself if her husband isn't buying in yet, and that masturbatory, pleasurable experience can be also the pleasure that she's looking for and the lover that she's looking for, and doesn't have to be necessarily outside of her marriage. I really like that you sort of focused and keyed in on that part. That was really a beautiful explanation and a really nice way to encourage her to focus on her eroticism and not necessarily looking for something on the outside that's going to fix her. or that it's also taking away the focus of, you know, her husband as her only tool. And if he's not working for her, then she's going to trade him in for someone else and then start over again, which doesn't necessarily work. So I really appreciate that you said that. I think that is magical.
I wanted to say one more thing about it too, and that is that we broke the practice, learning the expanded orgasm practice, down into 21 erotic play dates, so that each time when you're beginning to learn the practice, you're actually doing something that's like a little mini workshop together, and it's adding to and expanding all the facets of having the expanded orgasm practice. And that's one of the things I really loved about how Dr. Patty oriented learning the practice by having those play dates. So that's just one more piece of it, because really what I'm going back to again is that play date, learning something new, breaking the pattern of the monotony of monogamy and the dissatisfaction that you've had by just like throwing that chessboard up and starting with 21 new pieces.
Yeah, I like the idea of like a sex date. I think that's really important too. Something that's pleasurable.
Me too.
That's planned.
Yeah.
And that really has a purpose to it. I know that a lot of the expanded orgasm courses were quite expensive there for a while. And so maybe this is something that people can learn from your books and people can learn from your products and have the experience just from, you know, things that you've taught them. I think that's super important as well. And
yeah,
if you were going to recommend one or two of your products for our listeners today, what would you suggest for them?
Well, at expandherorgasmtonight.com, I give you three free pleasure reports.
Perfect.
One is how to touch for rapture, which is a technique that helps you really, when you get a finger on a clit, how do you actually pleasure that clitoris?
Nice.
And when you get a hand on a penis or hands on a penis, what are you doing? How are you touching? Are you touching just to give, or are you also touching to receive pleasure? That's very important. That unidirectional, bidirectional, moving from unidirectional to bidirectional pleasure co-creation increases the sensation. And then the second one is peaking. That's the second free report, The Power of Peaking, because it really teaches you how to understand that our nervous systems need to toggle from sympathetic to parasympathetic to achieve these orgasmic potentials that we have. And the third one is, what is expanded orgasm? It explains what it is to you so you kind of know what you're going for. So I think Expand Her Orgasm Tonight is really good. And then another one that I think, just kind of taking this category of conversation, the kind of monotony of monogamy, you know, kind of thing. One of the things that I did was I took Jaya's work, 8 videos of Jaya's, and I packaged it into the Steamy Sex Ed video collection with 200 lovemaking techniques. And really relatable couples demonstrate the techniques. And I think it's best when a couple watches the video together and learns a couple of tantra techniques, whether they're on the oral pleasuring one, or they're on the sex position one, or they're on the sensual massage or the erotic massage, or whichever thing they're kind of working on together. They watch the video, they see the techniques, and they follow along. Okay, it's going to be lingam massage. So you lay down, my husband, and I will put my hands on your penis, and I will watch the video, and I'm going to do what I see and tell you what that technique is called that I'm doing, you know, whether it's, you know, ring of fire or whatever it might be.
Nice.
And then I'll tell you what I'm doing, because one of the things that I also think helps improve sensation is for one person to touch the other person's body and tell them what parts they're touching so that they get that neural connection from brain to genitals. Once I know that you are stroking over the top of my clit back and forth really light with the pad of your finger, I can tell the difference between that and running my finger down along the edge of each of your inner labia very lightly. I can tell that now my finger is going down to the fourchette at the bottom and stroking inside the bottom of that near the entrance to your vagina. Like each one of those things, just a couple getting the language of anatomy and what I would maybe call like a quiver of touch techniques, That takes your sex life from 0 to 100 miles an hour right there.
I love
Just doing that simple stuff.
Great for your sex date this weekend. Everyone should try this.
Yeah.
And everyone should go to Susan Bratton's website. And you can find the Susan Bratton Show on betterlover.com and her new sexual vitality supplements, Flow, Boost, Desire, and Drive at the2ostore.com. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. This episode is brought to you by Uberlube. Find out more at uberlube.com and type in Dr. Tammy for a 10% discount. Thank you again, Susan. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Tammy.
Have a question about your relationship, your sex life, or sexual wellness? Visit thetroublewithsex.com and click on Ask Dr. Tammy to send me your question. For sex positive tips, live events, and updates, join my mailing list and follow us at The Trouble with Sex on Instagram. The Trouble with Sex is produced by Brandy Savitt and Jane Applegate. Our audio is designed by Flavor Lab, New York City. This episode was recorded by Bruce Hirschfield and mixed by JC Chow. Music by Bruce Hirschfield.